Hello, everybody. Welcome back to another episode of your favorite YouTube channel and podcast, hashtag KTLC Sports Talk, with your host, Justin Pease, episode 189 for the YouTube channel and for the audio podcast, season 5, episode 19. You check that out on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, all that good stuff like that. Today, got a very special guest, a young man coming, going to be a future NBA player, man. Andrew Kwan, welcome to the show, man.
Nice to meet you, man.
We're going to start off with some Q&A, man. So you ready?
Yes, sir.
All right, question one. Name a TV show or TV series that you currently binge watch. It can be more than one.
I've been into, what's that show called on Netflix?
Stranger Things?
Stranger Things, okay. Yeah. Okay. Stranger Things, yeah. I just started to check that out. Yeah, it's been a little crazy from the most part, but yeah. That's what I've been watching.
Okay, just that, nothing else?
Yeah, just that.
Okay. Question two, give me your top five favorite movies of all time. This is your favorite.
Number one, it's got to be He Got Game. Number two, got to be Like Mike. Number three, got to be Space Jam.
All basketball movies. Okay.
Number four, yeah, I got to put the top three of these basketball. Number four, probably Paid in Full.
Okay, that's a
and
classic.
And number five, I would say, you know that movie where,
that
basketball movie.
Yeah, where, I know what you're talking about.
I forgot his name. Dark skinned dude.
I know you're talking about. I can't think of his name right now.
Yeah.
All right, question three. Give me your top five music artists. No particular category. It could be rap, R&B, whatever.
Currently, I would say Lil Baby, number one.
Okay.
Number two, I would say Lil Wayne. Number three, I would go with Young Thug. I'm a Young Thug fan. Number four, I would say Future. And I got to put Drake in there too. Well,
Drizzy.
Yeah.
Go. All right, question four, your favorite food or favorite snack?
I would say chicken wings for sure. Favorite snack? I would say probably some chips. I don't really eat too many sweets.
Okay.
I'm on a strict diet. I'm a professional athlete.
Yeah, I can look at that body, man. You ain't like me, like this girl.
Yeah.
So yeah, I can tell, yeah. Okay, question five. What activities do you like to do when you're not playing basketball?
I like to play video games. Yeah. I like to play other sports as well. I like to go the top golf, swing little putt. Throw around the football, this cool stuff. Yeah.
Gosh, may don't hang out like party a little bit like that.
Yeah, for sure. Okay, we do all of that.
Gotcha. All right. Question six: what's your dream vacation?
Say going to the Dominican Republic.
Yeah,
I never checked it out. I always heard good stories about it. And that's somewhere I always wanted to go. So, yeah, I would say DR.
Okay. All right, last one. Everyone's favorite. If you have dinner with five guests, dead or alive, famous or non-famous, who would it be?
Either Jay-Z or Drake, for sure.
Oh, we could put both on with the table.
Oh, yeah.
Like Jay-Z and Drake.
Yeah, for sure.
We got three more.
Lil Wayne, yeah, I would definitely want
all three goats right there.
LeBron James, for sure.
Another
got to throw some basketball in there too.
Yeah, another so goat. Yeah.
Need some of that knowledge.
For sure.
And I'll probably throw Michael Jordan in there too. Michael Jordan.
Okay,
see where his mind is at.
All goats. That's a table for the goat. Mm-hmm. I would tell everybody, Andrew, about how you're growing up. You said Virginia, right?
Yeah, Virginia.
Just tell everybody about, you know, your childhood, upbringing, you know, how it was like growing up.
It was cool. I met some cool people growing up on the way. It was nothing too crazy. It was just a nice, smooth journey growing up. Nothing really too rough going on. Just staying out of trouble and playing a lot of sports. But, yeah.
Gotcha. So, how did you get in the play? You know, when did you start playing basketball?
My first love was football. I played football when I was younger in younger leagues. I started playing basketball in middle school, 7th, 8th grade. I started playing basketball. I started to slim down, get taller, so they wanted me to be on that court. So I was like, yeah, I'll try it out. And that's when I started.
Okay, cool, cool. So what position you playing basketball?
I play the 3 and the 4. Really, I'm really versatile, so I can play really any position the coach wants me to play.
Gotcha. Okay, how tall are you?
I'm 6'6", 6'7". Yeah, 6'6", 6'7".
Yeah, that's good. That's good. That's good height right there. Yeah. So how was it playing overseas?
It was great. It was a great experience. It was my first year leaving the country, so it was great leaving the country. Just seeing new things, a whole new journey, a whole different lifestyle. So yeah, it was a great experience.
Okay. How did your team do? Did y'all make the playoffs?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. We actually got promoted. We actually got promoted up to a different league, to another league, a better league. So yeah, we had a great year. They completed all the goals that they wanted to that past year, and we just had an outstanding year. We made it to the championship, but we lost in the championship. But we still did whatever we had to do, you feel me, to get promoted up.
Okay, cool. So what NBA players that you model your, do you think you model your game after? They can be passed.
Yeah. I was a big fan of Lamar Odom. I think me and Lamar Odom got a similar game, so I would say him.
Okay.
And he's probably the closest thing to my game.
Okay. Lamar Odom.
Because I'm a left-handed player, too, so yeah, I would say Lamar Odom.
So you got a favorite NBA team or what?
Yeah, I like the Lakers. I'm a LeBron fan, so I want to say I'm a Lakers fan. I'm really a LeBron fan.
Yeah. How you think they're going to bounce back this year?
I think they're going to bounce back. Well, I don't think LeBron's going to go out 2 years in a row and not make the playoffs. So, yeah, I think they're going to make some moves this year. Need a healthy AD, and I think they'll definitely really get back in that championship mode.
Gotcha. So you think they're gonna stay with Westbrook? I'm a Westbrook guy.
I think they're gonna get rid of Russell. I think they're gonna get rid of him.
You think they're gonna try to get Kyrie?
Yeah, I think they're gonna try to get Kyrie and get that trade. I think this fits better with the Lakers roster.
Okay, cool, man. So what's your goals? Like trying to go to the NBA?
I'm trying to get my feet wet in a couple of years. Once I get done with overseas, I'll probably try to come back to the States. Try to get into like the G League and work my way up to the NBA.
Okay.
Yeah.
Man, so what kind of role do you see yourself in? So basically whatever your team had for you.
You want to be a
school first type guy, defender, 3 and D, like, you know, what's your preference?
Yeah, I'm a versatile player, so I'm making noise all throughout the floor, like doing the dirty plays, also scoring. I'm a scorer as well, so I'm doing everything on the court, rebounding and just doing everything.
So what attributes about you that an NBA coach would be like, okay, I need a game on my team?
I would say my motor and my versatility. Yeah. For sure. With all the aspects and stuff I can do on the court, I think they will enjoy watching me play out.
So if you had to guard somebody like LeBron James, how you think he'll do?
LeBron's strong, so you just can't try to get physical with him. You just gotta, I don't think nobody can really check him. So I think you just try to maintain and do the best you can on somebody like that. Yeah.
Gotcha. So just, you know, just tell everybody, like, you know, what to look out for in the next couple of years, man.
I got a little, I'm trying to do a little bit of coaching, like a little camp, skills development training, and a little youth camp, and I'm trying to host a little tournament in my area, around my area, Northern Virginia, and, besides that, try to get a new deal overseas and continue to play basketball and chase my dream.
Hey, man, you know, anything you want to say to the people, man?
Just keep working, keep doing what you're doing, and chase your dreams. Don't ever let up on your dream. Just keep doing what you're doing. Don't you ever let up.
Yeah, I heard you, man, everybody. Man, that's it for episode 199. You can check this out on YouTube, Spotify, Google Podcasts, Apple Podcasts. All that good stuff like that, everybody. So be great on the way to the figure eight, and always, and I mean always, remember the hashtag KTFC. Keep that same energy. I'm your host, Justin P, my special guest, Andrew Cole. Y'all have a good one. Thanks for taking your time, brother.
No problem.